Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Obviously, there was a bit of drama unfolding last night when owner Lloyd Williams let us know that Yucatan was now not going to be running in the Caulfield Cup. Thought this morning we'd get some explanation for those that were a bit frustrated about that news. Nick Williams does join us from Melbourne. Morning to you, Nick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, well, mate. Well, look, I can understand all points of view here. I guess the warning is that things can change with horses at any time.
Yeah, I guess that's right, Andrew. And look, you know, it was an unfortunate set of circumstances yesterday for anyone that certainly dived into the all-in markets. But, you know, I'd only offer a word of warning there. They're ridiculous to bet into at any time. You know, they're there for the bookmakers, really. You know, obviously feel sorry for any of the people that did. But, you know, for them, our job is to worry about the horse. And, you know, certainly yesterday morning, Aidan and Dad had decided that it was certainly going to... It was a certain runner, and by the time Aidan had slept on it and Dad had a day to reconsider, to think about it, it was... they reconvened at, you know, 7 and 7.30 last night, and they'd thought that it probably wasn't the best thing to be doing for the horse. So,
understand.
The plans were changed, and all we can do is let people know as soon as those things happen. But anyway, it's unfortunate, and you know, it's certainly very, very disappointing. We would have loved to do a run, but you know, you've got to look after the horse, and you know, I know he was impressive and won easily, but no matter which way you look at it, he's had a very tough run on Saturday. The race was run at 6 o'clock. You know, it was the last race of the day, hot day, dry week. Track had dried out, so it's very firm by then. And you know, it takes a bit of a toll on the horses. And as much as you try and convince yourself they're all right, you know, if you probably go think about it in the cold hard light of day, you need to give them some you know, proper period of time to recover.
So is the plan, and I emphasise at this stage, at this moment, is the plan just to take him to the Melbourne Cup, not run before?
Yeah, I think that's certainly Aidan's view at the moment. And, you know, he's not in the Cox Plate, which would be the obvious race for him to run in, yeah. I would imagine. But so, you know, I think that, you know, he'll just go straight to the Melbourne Cup. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's just one of those things. And, you know, it's a difficult position for a horse like him because, you know, he needed to run in that race to get a start in the Caulfield Cup because he only had 52 kilos, and B, to if he was good enough to win, which obviously he was, to get a penalty to get him a start in the Melbourne Cup. And so, you know, it wasn't like running in that race was a mistake on Saturday. You know, he needed to run in it, and unfortunately, just through circumstances, certainly through no fault of anyone, and, you know, I really want to stress, you know, certainly through no fault of Jason Kerr or his team that prepare the tracks at Caulfield. It was, you know, it's an outdoor sport, and, you know, tracks get firm as the day goes on, and, you know, with the Everest being on that day, it was a very long race day, and this was scheduled as the last race of the day, and this is just, unfortunately, a byproduct of those circumstances. But, you know, we're certainly happy to, you know, take that as it comes, and you know, it's not much anyone can do about it.
Understand. You got the penalty of 2.5, which Greg Carpenter's really come out and said that's the highest penalty that he's given in his time out of a Herbert Power winner into the Melbourne Cup. You sit number 24, and I understand that you're keen if James McDonald wants to stay on, you'll offer him the ride.
Yeah, I believe so. You know, it's Dad and Aidan will sort that out in due course, but you know, I would imagine that's the case. And so it certainly seems to be what they're saying at the moment. And you know, I'm sure James would be pretty keen.
Yeah, for sure. Particularly after Saturday. Did Saturday's win surprise you with the way that it was run, but the ease that he did it?
I think you could only be surprised by it. You know, we thought he'd run well. Absolutely no doubt about that, but the way he put the race away when he did it, sort of the 600 or 700, it was quite extraordinary. It's, it's not often you see a horse do that in a distance race. And you know, we had a horse 3 or 4 years ago, Amrala, who won in similar circumstances, and that was, you know, he got a 2 kilo penalty actually out of the race when he won, and you know, Huey rode him that day. But you know, unfortunately, he had a bed issue and didn't run in the Melbourne Cup. And I suppose that was probably in the back of our mind as much as anything. You know, we'd passed up the chance with him to run in the Caulfield Cup the following week, and so, you know, we're obviously pretty keen to have this bloke run next Saturday. And, you know, he was with 52 kilos next Saturday. It was, you know, he was very attractively weighted. And, you know, and that's, I heard Greg Carpenter speaking before, and he was, you know, we always thought he'd get a penalty of between 2 and 2.5 kilos. As I said, Abrala got 2 kilos a few years back, so it was going to always be in that range. And, you know, people out there I know would be saying, oh, we're not running in the Caulfield Cup for risk of a further penalty. But just the fact that he's running off 52 in the Caulfield Cup, you know, Greg Carpenter confirmed this morning it'd be very difficult, even if he did win, for him to have penalised him further in the Melbourne Cup because he's running a long way below his current rating. So, you know, we're certainly not avoiding the race. We would have loved to have had him in the race, I can assure you of that. But, you know, Aidan's the best trainer in the world for a reason. And, you know, when he takes that view that this is the best thing for the horse, and he and Dad understand these races very well, you've got to take heed to that advice. So anyway, it's disappointing, but yep, we move on.
We do. The Taj Mahal, Homesman and the Cliffs of Moora, have they been accepted for this morning?
Yes, they have. Yeah, they have. Huey Bowman is riding Cliffs of Moora. James McDonald is riding Taj Mahal, and Benny Mellum's riding Homesman. I think the three of them have got absolutely terrific chances in the race.
Yeah, for sure. No, they're all there with a live chance. And look, I'm hoping to broadcast from Werribee on Friday, the eve of the Caulfield Cup. And I know you've got other internationals there. La Trobe, I guess, is one that our listeners would just love a quick update on. Nick, the horse travelled on the weekend and got there safely?
He did. Yeah, he's travelled very well. Joseph and his team are very happy with him at this point. Obviously, all he's doing is stretching his legs at the moment while he gets over the jet lag. He certainly, at this point, they couldn't be happier with him. He's down there. He's in the same area where Rekindling was last year. One thing I can assure any of you people that want to get out there and have a look at these horses working, he's far and away the best-looking horse in quarantine, that's for sure. He's a very, very impressive individual. Obviously, he's an Irish Derby winner, 3-year-old, gets in with 52 kilos. If he gets there in good order, he'll take some beating. There's not much doubt about that. You know, taking a line through Rekindling last year, he's a very different horse to Rekindling, but he's probably a better horse.
Understand. And I'm going to get in trouble here because I am going a bit longer than what I hope. But Rostoprovich was one that got a mention yesterday on this show with Dean Lester on Putter's Postmortem. They said basically it's got the A1 form from the European summer. Have you spotted him?
I have. He's down in the same barn as La Trobe. La Trobe actually beat him in the Irish Derby.
Yeah.
The two of them, they ran first and second. La Trobe beat him by about a head or half a length or something. He's a Frankel colt. He's a very nice type. He was a very expensive yearling. He won a Group 3 race at his last start before he came out here. He looks very well to me. But he's got a big advantage. He's got the polish of AP O'Brien. So I would have thought he'll run pretty well in the race.
Yeah, he's currently with 51 kilos only on his back. He's number 16 in the order, so he definitely makes the race.
He'll get in all right. He's a high-quality 3-year-old, no doubt about that.
All right, we'll talk more about him in the lead-up to the Melbourne Cup. Hey, Nick, thanks for coming on and explaining just what unfolded with Yucatan for our listeners this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Andrew. And, you know, the only thing I'd love to reiterate, if I could, is that to all the punters out there, I think the best thing anyone can do, and I'm very sorry for anyone that's lost any money on this horse yesterday, but, you know, don't bet into these all-in markets because there's always a lot of change. You know, you're only going to see what's happened this morning with the Caulfield Cup, whereby, you know, there's horses that had, you know, that were 100-1 to make the field that are going to get a run now. You know, a lot changes.
Yeah. Yeah, they do, and we'll keep an eye on that after 10 o'clock once the final field is out. Thanks for your time, Nick. Really appreciate it.
No trouble at all, Andrew. Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Thank you. Nick Williams joining us there.